Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
This week, Amy and I, since it's the beginning of a new year, and we've been all about this lately, we're going to talk about how to make your life easier in 2024, personally and professionally,
yes.
Right?
Because
Who doesn't need tips on making things easier for themselves, right?
Totally.
And, you know, obviously everybody knows that Amy and I are very into personal development. And I was listening to a talk by Brendon Burchard on New Year's Day. And he had on Natalie Ellis, who's the founder of Boss Babe. And she gave so many tips on how to create habits and systems that make your life easier. And one thing that I was struggling, really, really struggling with, and Amy knows this, in December and like the end of last year was I just felt like I was on a hamster wheel, like running, racing everywhere, never a second to breathe, almost like a squirrel. Like I would do one thing and then immediately, you know, switch to something else. And I was going back and forth and back, and I was exhausted. And one thing I love that she said was you should never again have just a blanket to-do list. Do you remember when she talked about this?
I loved that.
Yes. And so that is definitely one thing that I'm changing in 2024. So I took her suggestions and I'm grouping the tasks that I have to do throughout the day because I need to find everything that I can to make my mental load lighter.
And so why this topic is like kind of revisiting for us is that we have talked about so many different tips, strategies, time management, tools and all of these different things throughout the past couple of years that we've been podcasting. But for some reason, when I was listening to this presentation by Natalie Ellis, I was like, why does this make so much more sense than everything else I have ever read?
Yeah.
And I really think that it has something to do with the fact that she is a mom and an entrepreneur and really gets it. So Laura and I definitely think that this is something that we could give back to our audience, especially for those working moms that have 1,000 tabs open in their brains at one time.
That is what really resonated with me the most is when she talked about that specific point. All of the tabs that we have open in our brains 24 hours a day. Amy, you would die if you saw my computer. I have 1,000 tabs open on my phone. Amy's so much better at this than I am. On my phone, on my computer. And I was listening to her and I was thinking to myself, okay, you are out of your mind. You need to get your life together and stop having all of these things open in your head. This is why I'm so tired.
Well, that's exactly the point. So she was talking about this presentation, about this method that she has to organizing not only her professional life and her business, but also her personal life. And I love too that this presentation was really focused on your personal life because so much we can always talk about our business, right? And you could talk about team structures and delegating. And then when you talk about your personal life, so much more often it's like you and your spouse, you are a two-person show. It's so different than your business where you could have a team of 5, 6, 20, 25, 50 people that are bustling about doing all these things. What happens when it's just like two of you trying to run a household, run a family, think about your future, plan your goals, all of these things? So when she talked about these tabs being open, I was like, this is me. This is me. This is my conversations with my husband. We are always talking to each other like about things to do, and then they get lost in text messages and then we forget about them. And so her system is really like, put it all in one place. Like, what are you doing trying to have to go back? I guarantee that when you open up, let's for an example, your Safari browser, how many tabs do you have open, Laura?
A million.
Okay. Her recommendation would be close all of them. Like, don't leave any of them open. And the reason being is because you're just going to keep on being reminded about the 75 things that you have open. And if it's really that important to you, that tab will get opened again because it'll be top of mind. And if you're forgetting about it, what does it tell you about the tab? right?
It's not that important.
It's not that important.
Yeah.
So it was just really eye-opening to see it in that perspective, because that's what I feel like I have happening. That's the struggle that I'm dealing with the most, is all of the different tabs and managing them and figuring out which ones go in the right priority. And sometimes it's like, okay, this is the most important thing to do, right? When it comes to your business, let's say. But can you really dial down what the most important thing is in your personal life? Like, can you pinpoint that one thing? And what I loved about this presentation is she talked about focus on what you have to do for the week and the top three things that you need to get done that are going to push you forward in your personal life too.
And that was not a focus for me at all, other than obviously my morning routine. Like that, the other thing she said was, after a while, it's no longer a routine. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
So my morning is now, these are my habits every morning. I've been doing them for so long. I could do it in my sleep. I do it every single day. And so that just works for me. But everything else in my personal life, all of the kids, I mean, I'm trying to keep everything together in their Google Calendar. But other than that, I'm like flying by the seat of my pants. Yeah. And even, you know, the shopping list, all of the things that she was talking about, I don't have things on auto ship like she suggested. I don't, every week I'm like, oh, what do I need now? Scrambling to figure out what I need to buy at the grocery store. Like, that was like a squirrel in my personal life. Total disaster. And I'm not like that at work to a certain extent. So it was really, I was actually happy that she focused on her personal life, like things that'll help you in your personal life, because I think that's where I need the most help.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. And also, I guess the buy-in from your spouse or your significant other is something that's like a little bit of a concern, only because I will come home and be like, let's do this brand new thing. And my husband will look at me and be like, what did you listen to? Like,
Mike will have no interest. So right. That for me, I'm on my own with this.
Yeah.
So he'll roll his eyes at me. So I, you know, for myself, am just trying to get myself to in a place where, because I do the food shopping, I do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's important to have everything in one place and kind of just be a little bit more organized so that I'm not just running around like a lunatic all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So really love the idea of her systems. So she talked about systems, about using even like an app or like a project management software.
That was amazing everything to me.
Isn't that nuts?
I'm like, definitely going to do that. Yeah, I am going to do that. That's going to be a very heavy lift.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to work on that on the weekends, but I like the idea of it. And even how she talked about having a project management system where you upload like all your important documents, passwords, like, so you have one spot where, because how many times are you, at least I am, looking for a document, looking for a password? I mean, it happens to me every day of the week.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to be more organized. And the other thing that I thought was incredibly helpful, we've talked about this a million times, but I still have not started it, is batching tasks together. Oh,
that is the second thing that we definitely want to talk about, is batch work. So for those of you that don't know, batch work is simply this. You take one kind of work or one thing, one task that you have to do, or similar tasks that you have to do, and you do them all at the same time. So if you have to, let's say at home, you have to, you know, clean the house, right? Like, you're doing all of the cleaning things at the exact same time. Or if you have to schedule appointments, you're doing them all at the exact same time. So you're not, you know, spanning them out over multiple days. Oh, I should probably do this next week, or I'll do one now and then I'll follow up again. It's like, no, no, no. Batch it now, like do all of it. And in our work life, what we try to do is, especially for like our social media and for any of our like blog posts and our website content, that's the focus, is like, we're trying to batch work that, because we know we could probably be really successful in getting that work done in one period of time, and it would be set for like the month, the entire month, if we did it that way.
We have been talking about this for so long, because originally we heard this idea from Jenna Kutcher, but I didn't know that Jenna Kutcher got the idea from Natalie Ellis,
which
talked about.
Yep.
But Jenna Kutcher always talked about how when she started batch working, it was like life-changing for her.
Yeah.
And it always sounded great to me, like a great idea, but I never really implemented it. And I really, in 2024, especially with things like our social media, our podcasts.
Yeah.
That is, those are things that we can batch together, even like at home, laundry, cleaning. Now, it's not always possible,
right,
but I find myself on the weekends, I'm like running to the laundry room, then I'm running back to the kitchen, then I'm doing something else. I need to get my head together
mm-hmm.
and do one thing at a time.
Like if you have to run errands, for example,
yes,
her recommendation so is do them all at the same time. Like don't do one errand this afternoon and then another one another day. Like obviously if things are pressing, like duh,
things
you have to,
up.
It's common sense here. But at the same time, once you get into this rhythm and you're so organized and you're systematized, right? Like you have these systems in place, then you're not going to have to do the one-off. You're going to have things on auto ship. You're going to have things on auto delivery. You're going to know on a Thursday afternoon on your way home from work, you're going to do these things. And I love the idea too. She's like, get granular, like even go to the point of what errands, what route should I go in? So that makes the most of my time. And I just loved these concepts. Like it almost felt a little validating too, because it's things that I have always said.
Maybe we're not crazy.
Yeah. Maybe we're not crazy. Like there are systems out there. Like I struggle because I'm definitely more of like a type A person. Okay. And my husband is not. Like, he's like, we'll get to it when we get to it. And me, I'm like, I love a routine. I like a plan. I know that we're going to get it accomplished. And I think that's what why I'm so drawn to this, is because I knew that there had to be a better way to do all of the things that we have to do with the ultimate goal, which this is the takeaway from this entire podcast episode, is the ultimate goal is time freedom. The ultimate yeah. goal is freedom. And we've talked about this on prior episodes as well. When you organize yourself and when you plan, it's not to fill up every single piece of blank space in your calendar with something to do, but it's supposed to open up your calendar so that you have time to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Instead.
It was so eye-opening. What are you going to implement and use in your life to make things easier?
I definitely want to do the hub idea that she talked about, which is literally taking everything and anything that is important in your life and putting it all in one place so that you can easily refer to it. I mean, down to the ideas that she provided of like putting a packing list together. What was her husband's suggestion? Like if somebody has to watch the dog, you have a list already.
How to take care of my dog.
Yeah. How to take care of my dog. I could do that for my kids. Like this is their bedtime routine. This is what they have to do. I could do that for like a babysitter or what have you. That's a great idea. So of course it's a heavy lift and it takes time. But as we've talked about on the past few episodes, everything takes time. You
yes.
have to plan. You have to put the effort in, and then it becomes effortless.
Scrambling around like a squirrel takes time.
Yeah. And it takes a lot more time than necessary.
Physical time and mental time.
Yes.
Mental energy. And I think that is really what I want to focus on in 2024 is lessening my mental load.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really was so mentally drained at the end of 2023. And I want to put systems in place using her system this year that will help me with that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm mentally exhausted, I'm not good here and I'm not good at home.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just scrambling all over the place to get stuff done. But most of my mental energy is focused here. So when I get home, there's literally nothing left over.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I mean, it's terrible. It's no way to live. It's not fair to my kids, you know? So I want to be in a place where I can have all of those things in a hub. What were the programs she mentioned? ClickUp?
ClickUp.
Asana.
I think she's going to try.
There was a third one. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah. But the other thing that I liked too about this idea is that you're freeing up like that decision fatigue that you have and I don't even think it's just decision fatigue. I think that there's a broader term that it's just like a fatigue in general from having to toggle from thing to thing. And that's how I feel. At the end of the day, when I leave the office, because I am literally toggling between phone calls and work and emails and all the other things that we have going on, that by the time I get home, I'm like, I don't want to have to make a decision. I don't want to have to do any, I just want everything to kind of be on autopilot. Like I want to be able to unpack and pack snack bags right away. I want to be able to do all of that. And then I'm freeing up all that time to just literally be, just to be present with my family, with my kids. Like that's all I want to be able to do. So by putting in the work and putting in these systems in place, yeah, it might shift things around and you can't just like do everything the same way that you've always been doing it. But with a little bit of planning, I'm hoping that it just opens up my energy resources at night so that I don't have to be like frantically running around the house like a squirrel.
Yep.
Like it's just nonstop.
I actually did this a little bit here yesterday. Normally I would have the dreaded to-do list. I would come in the morning, make a long list of things that I had to get done, things that have to get done now, things that have to get done later. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But after listening to her, I thought, okay, what can I batch together during the day? So I had my list for the day, but I broke it down into real estate, corporate transactional work, litigation, and admin. And I made all these separate lists on my page.
Mm-hmm.
And I really tried not to go back and forth. I handled real estate. I handled litigation. I did admin stuff during lunch. And I also broke up my times. Listen, I could sit at my desk from the second I get here till the second I leave, not get up and not even look up until mm-hmm. the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to Abby, our paralegal at 9 o'clock, I was like, listen, I am going to be in a meeting for the next hour and a half because I have certain things that I have to get done. So I'll come back out mm-hmm. at 10:30, touch base with you and see where we are. And for that hour and a half, I focused on some corporate transactional work that I had to get done, some agreements I had to review. And then I started on my real estate. And then I took a half hour break. And then I went from 11 to 12. And then, you know, we had a call from 1 to 2 yesterday. So I already knew that was blocked off. That really worked for me.
Yeah.
Now, and that's one thing she talked about is that you should have certain days where you're just doing like heavy lifting, right? And that was one of those days for me yesterday. But there are going to be other days like today where I had a closing. Today was total chaos. I knew that today was not going to be one of those days for me. So I'm not getting myself crazy, getting mad at myself because I didn't have blocks of time.
Right.
It is what it is. But breaking the day up into like topics and shorter time periods yesterday really worked.
The thing that I think is really important from what you just said that I want to like kind of reiterate here is that because you knew what kind of day it was going to be, you didn't stress yourself out.
Yep.
And when you don't have any like element of planning into your days or awareness of how your days are going to go, you can't say that. And so everything really always goes back to putting in that little bit of work, putting in that plan so that you know what your day is supposed to look like. Laura and I had flip-flop days. Yesterday was a day that I knew I had to prepare for a transaction and I didn't think that I was going to be able to get a lot of other work done on my litigation files. But I knew that today I'd have a clear day and it would be done and I could focus. So rather than getting myself all worked up, I dealt with the emergencies that I had to yesterday. I focused all of my energy on the transactional work. I got it all done in a record time too. Like I had so much more time to spare than I thought I would. And then today I was able to walk into the office. Everything is ready for this transaction on Friday. I knew that everything was done and I could just completely focus my energy on what I had to do. And it's all because I just put that little bit of forethought into it of like, if I know that my one day is going to be really hectic and stressful and crazy and interrupted, I know the next day is going to be uninterrupted. It's going to be more seamless.
And that's definitely something I want to implement going forward this year, because for the most part, we can typically forecast, right? Look on Sunday, yes. Look ahead for the week.
Yeah.
And we can pretty much forecast like which days are going to be chaos and which days are not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We have days where like closings are canceled all of a sudden. So that stuff does happen and then things change.
Yeah.
Like I was supposed to have a closing yesterday
mm-hmm.
and it was canceled. So I had, you know, I changed up what I was going to do with my day yesterday, but for the most part, we can pretty much forecast like which days are going to be what during the week. So, you know, going forward, I will definitely look at each day and figure out which days are going to be my chaos and which are not.
Yeah. And the other thing that I really liked about her topic was the visualization piece and like the vision casting for even your personal life and also into your business. And this is something that I think that I do better at with my personal life. And I don't, no, I do it well in my personal life. I do it better in my business because business has more metrics. It has more that you can say. So
true.
Right? Like there are like benchmarks. And in your personal life, I think we just like resign ourselves to the chaos of life. And we're like, how can we find a vision out of this? I'm going to try this year in 2024 to take it down to like chunking it down to what my vision is going to look like by the summertime or what my vision is going to look like for this first quarter of the year and things that I want to do with my family, things I want to do with my husband, and just like really focus on what the vision is for what my personal life is going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, in what we are, we almost in year four of our business. We're three and a half years into this business. And I have been so focused on what are the metrics? What are the benchmarks? What are we doing? Everything has revolved around it. And this year, Laura and I feel like it's going to be different. It's going to be a different year. It's going to be awesome, but it's going to be a little bit different than the years before. And we feel a little more settled in.
Get out of my head.
Yeah. Wow. What a surprise.
I was just going to say we're settled now.
Yes.
We're always growing, mm-hmm. right? And changing and expanding, but we're much more settled and in a groove now.
Yes.
So we can shift our focus a little bit.
And put the things in our business on autopilot that we didn't have readily available last year at this time on autopilot because we have systems in place. We have software that we're using to help make our lives a lot easier. Mm-hmm. We have people in place that are going to make our lives so much more positive and like easy to deal with every single day. But in the personal life, I am going to try the vision casting for personal life and like what those goals are going to look like, not just about me, but also like how to fold in my family into that.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. But we are all about just making things easier for ourselves because I feel like we didn't do that last year.
Yeah.
There are, of course, habits that we have where, you know, we take care of ourselves, our fitness, our nutrition, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we do the best we can to manage work and home. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I don't have a system to manage it all together and to function so well. True. Because obviously, you know, we don't believe in balance, right? So sometimes, you know, things are more heavy at work. Sometimes things are more heavy at home and require more energy. But I feel like this overall system, at first I'm going to implement it in my personal life because mm-hmm. I feel like if I implement it there and hone it in there, then I can take it here and make it work here.
Yeah.
But I definitely, you know, what are the tips that you want to leave everybody with for this episode?
I would say have a hub of all of the information that you need, that you readily need to access, right? Whether it be your personal information, your credit cards that you use for purchases, your addresses, your, you know, important documents, all of those things, and start just putting like a manual of your life together, really.
Yeah.
And it would make your life a lot easier. So that's certainly one tip. And the second tip that I think I would say would be the batch working idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I feel like that is something that we really haven't tapped into. And I love the idea that Laura gives about separating things out by like practice area. And I think that would be an amazing way to chunk down our focus blocks of time. Mm-hmm. In your personal life, though, see how batch working might work for you. Like if you have to run errands, try and do them all at one time and then be done with it. If you have to do the laundry or you have to clean or you have to like go shopping for certain things, try to do that all at one time and see how that works.
Yeah, I love those tips. That is definitely the number one that I'm going to take into this year. In addition to forecasting the week mm-hmm. and looking at like which days are going to be more chaotic and which days I can do more of the work that requires more mental energy.
Heavy lift.
Because our goal for ourselves and also on this podcast is to bring tips to our audience that we think will help you, whether it's in your personal life or your business life. And these are definitely tips that we are finding very useful and that we're going to take with us through 2024. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.